Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shat Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanobhunaktu, Sahiryankaravavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastuvavishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So he said, Iti Shabda Suchitascha, Sharidaryani Anukulam Pratikulam Cha, Prayoja Jatam, Prameya Jatam, Pramanena Pramaya, Tadupadana Parivajanadi. So one does the accepting and giving up all that karmas through the worldly pramana, the means of knowledge, right knowledge in the world, and the prameya, whatever the objects in the world. So Sharidadi Anukulam Pratikulam Cha Prameya Jatam. Whatever is acceptable to the body or whatever is not comfortable or uncomfortable, that thing. Iti Shabda Sujitascha. This is what is referred to by Iti. Okay, then we saw, discussed about the different kinds of adhyasa which is possible. Anyonya dharmanscha adhyasya anyonyaspin dharmani dehadi dharma janma marana vyadhyadini vyadhyadinam vyadhyadina atmani dharmini adhyasta deha atma bhave samaropya tatha chaitanyadina atmadha atmani dharmini adhyasta deha atma bhave samaropya tatha chaitanyadina atmadharmana dehado adhyasta atma bhave samaropya mamedam jara marana putra pashuputra adi samyadi jara marana putra putra pashu swamyaditi swamyadi iti vyaharo vyapateshah iti shabda sujitascha sujitancha tadanarupah pravrtyadi. So according to the pravrti it happens, whatever this whole kind of gamut of adhyasa, how it happens, he said. So the attributes of the body is superimposed on the I self. Attributes of the self is, attribute of the body is, it is born, it's growing old, it dies, etc. It attains a disease, etc. These kind of things on the I am old, I am young, I am this, I am that. So it's superimposed on the self. And whatever is the superimposed, whatever is the attribute of the self, nature of the self, that is superimposed on the body, the sentiency, etc. And this, because of this cross superimposition, this fellow, this cross adhyaropa, this fellow thinks that this son, etc. are mine, I am the master of this wealth, etc. These kind of ideas, the knowledges which he gains in this world on the objects of the world is because of this adhyaropa. That is what is referred to by iti. Okay, fine. Atracha adhyasa vivahara kriyabhyam yakarta unnitaha samana iti samana kartrakatvena adhyasya vivahara iti upapannam. So samana kartrakayoho purvakale, there is a sutra, samana kartrakayoho purvakale tuva, there is a pratyaya called tuva. So this tva, when you add to, this is tva is a suffix, when you add it to some word, then it becomes a continuous process. Bhuktva gachati, the same person who eats is the same person who goes. Bhuktva snatva gachati, the same person who took bath is the person who goes. So whatever you add with tva, it's the same one, the doer is the same who does the other next job also. There's a connection. So that is what he says. Adhyasa vavahara kriyabhyam, the adhyasa, the superimposition, and vyavahara, the transaction, both the kriyas, both adhyasa kriya and vyavahara kriya, both yaha karta unnitaha, whoever is the person who is pointed referred to us here as the doer, sa samana iti, he is the same person. To point out this, samana kartrukutvena adhyasya vyahareti uvannam. It is said that this fellow is who is doing the same job. That is why he said mithuni krutya. So purvakalatva suchitam adhyasasya vyavahara karanatvam suchayati. Purvakalatvam suchitam. Purvakalatvam. See, this person is the same. So he existed. This person who is doing the vyavahara transaction of the world is the same person who did the adhyasa. So that connection is proven. Now he says this adhyasa, what is the cause for this adhyasa, superimposition, that is what he is pointing out to. Mithya jnana nimitto vyavahara. This vyavahara, this transaction happens because of mithya jnana, wrong conclusion. Mithya jnana, false conclusion, wrong conclusion, false knowledge, wrong knowledge. How mithya jnanam adhyasah tannimittah tadu bhava abhava anuvidhanad vyavahara bhava abhavayor ityarthah. He proves this concomitance here. Mithya jnanam adhyasah tannimittah. Mithya jnanah, the wrong conclusion, is the cause for adhyasa. Adhyasah tannimittah. The wrong conclusion, I am the body, you start superimposing that I am old, I am dead, I am born, all these ideas. So tad bhava, how do you know this? This adhyasa is caused by mithya jnana. How do you know this? Adhyasa tan nimittaha, the superimposition is because of this wrong identification, wrong conclusion. How do you know this? Because there is a concomitance, there is a relationship. When this exists, that exists. When this is absent, the other is absent. This exists, that exists. This absent, that absent. So this is the concomitance. We call this direct concomitance. So direct concomitance or indirect concomitance. Tadu bhava abhavau anuvidha, tad bhava abhava anuvidhanat. It is a indirect concomitance, indirect relationship. Adhyasatve vyavaharatvam, adhyasa abhave vyavahara abhava. This is the concomitance there. When the adhyasa exists, the vyavahara exists. When the adhyasa does not exist, the vyavahara also ceases to exist. Simple. So there is this concomitance. Therefore, tadevam adhyasa swarupam phalam cha vyavaharam uktva tasya nimittam aha. Now, we discussed this adhyasa swarupam, the nature of adhyasa phalam cha, the result of this adhyasa. Both are proven. Now, vyavahara muktva, the vyavahara, which is the vyavahara, the result is vyavahara, phalam cha vyavahara muktva, tasya nimittamaha, what is the cause? We should have to discuss the cause for this adhyasa. We have to go through that. So, he says, veka agrahena ityarthaha, veka agraha, veka agraha means, veka means bheda, the duality, the difference, that is different from this. Atma is different from anatma. This difference he is not able to grasp. Because of this viveka, discriminative absence, this absence of discrimination, he is caught in the web of adhyasa. So, atha aviveka eva kasmatna bhavati. Tatha cha na adhyasaha ityata aha. Then, why don't you accept it as aviveka itself? Instead of veka agraha, why don't you just say aviveka? He says, viveka is the trouble in able to discriminate between the two things. Aviveka is total ignorance. So total ignorance means it is not illumined, it doesn't get illumined. So why don't you take like that? Tatha adhyasa ityataha. So and because of that the whole adhyasa happens. In this way, if you ask, then he says atyanta viviktayor dharma dharminoho. For that this is the answer, because bheda abhava, the absence, aviveka means, see there, asa aviveka eva. Veka agraha, veka agraha is the term. Viveka means bheda, agraha means not able to grasp. Because of this, the superimposition happens, adhyasa happens. Okay, now second, aviveka. Veka means bheda, aviveka means na bheda. There is absence of bheda. Instead of accepting, you are not able to discriminate between two things. Simply accept there is no two things. It's easy. Why didn't you accept like that? It cannot be accepted like that. Why? That is why Bhagavan adds this, Bhagavan Bhashyakara adds this point. What is that? Atyanta viviktayo dharma dharminoho. The dharma and dharmi, they are totally different. Vivikta, different from each other. So atyanta, totally. Paramarthato dharminoho atadatmyam viveko dharmanam cha asankirnata vivekah. In the from the standpoint of ultimate truth, paramarthatah dharminoho atadatmyam vivekah. Dharminoho atadatmyam. Tadatmyam is to associate, to identify with something. To identify with something. Dharminoho. The dharmi, the identification with the dharmi. One dharmi, atma, self. The other dharmi, body. Now, I identify with the dharmi called body. This is what is adhyasa. Paramarthatah dharminoho atadatmyam vivekah. The knowledge, true knowledge from the standpoint of truth is the atadatmya, tadatmya rahita, tadatmya rahitattva, meaning the non-identificationness between the dharmis, body, atma, is veka, is discrimination, is knowledge. And dharmanamcha asankirnata vivekah. Not just that, not just identification with the, non-identification with the dharmis, two dharmis. We are discussing only two dharmis. One is atma, the other is body, sense organ, etc. All that. Non-identification with these dharmis, one standpoint. This is viveka, this is knowledge. The other standpoint is not superimposing the dharma's attributes of one on the other. If you don't identify with the body, fine. But if you start superimposing the attributes of the body on the self, then over. So non-transformation of the attributes on one another, or non-identification with the other, is the knowledge. Okay. See, adetat, fine. This is okay. Viviktayoho. Vittayoho vastu satoho bheda agraha nibandhanaha tadatmya vibramaha yujyate shukteriva rajatat bheda agrahe srajata tadatmya vibramaha. Vittayoho, let it be, fine. But this is what is the problem. Vittayoho, that which are both different. Vivikthayoho, very clearly the definition is there. They are both different. The silver is different. The mother of pearl is different. This is very clear. The seashell, mother of pearl is different. Silver is different. Vivikthayoho. Vastu satoho. And they both exist. The existence of the seashell is there and the rajata silver is there. Now, bheda agraha nivandanaha. But the bheda agraha, the identification that they are both different, the understanding that they both are different, that doesn't happen. Because of that, adhyasa happens. Adhyata dhatmi vibramaha. You confuse with one other. You confuse one with other. Tadatmya. You start identification one object with the other. Identify one object with the other. So, yujyate. This is right. This is possible. The non-identification of both objects to be different and wrong identification of one on other is the cause for all this superimposition. Fine. Example. Shukteriva rajatat bhedagrahe rajatadadatmi vibrama. Shukteriva. So that statement and the same example. Shukteriva viktior vasto vastu satoho. Shukteriva, like the seashell. Rajatat vastu satoho, the other object, which is viviktayoho, rajata, the silver, with that silver, bheda agraha nibandhanaha. Bheda agraha, you are not able to differentiate. Because of that, tadatmi vibramaha. What tadatmi vibramaha? Rajata tadatmi vibramaha. You start identifying the rajata silver with the seashell. You see the silver and not the seashell. There is this confusion. See, first state, yujyate up till this is a definition. And you are supporting that definition with example. You are proving that definition with example. Second standpoint, second part is the proof of that definition. This happens. Identification is the cause. Fine. Ihatu, but why is he going into this? Why is he going into this deeply? Do you understand the example? Fine. Yes, I understood the example. Did you understand the definition? Yes, I understood the definition. What is the adhyasa? Because of tadatmi vibramaha. Identification of one or other. The confusion of in the identification. Confusion in the identification of what? Vivikta yoho. That which is both different. But bheda agraha nimittaha. Which I am not a nibandana. For which I am not able to understand the difference. But they both exist. Now we know where the point he is coming to. They both exist. They both exist. And I have this confusion. That he says, Ihatu paramartha sataha chidatmano na bhinnam dehadiyasti vastu satat vastu satat vastu sat tat kutaschid atmano bheda agraha kutascha tadatmi brahma ityataha ihatu. So first, see, that is why the example, the puru paksha's line is very important. He made you understand that he understood. This is the cause for the definition. Am I right? Yes, you are right. But then there is a problem. What problem? Ihatu. Ihatu means in your standpoint, in your Vedanta, there is an error. What error? Paramartha satascha sataha chidatmano na bhinnam. Paramartha sataha from the standpoint of the truth. Chidatmano ho. From the standpoint of truth, what? What is the standpoint of truth? Chidatmanoho na bhinnam dehadi asti. The body etc. are not different from chidatma, the self. Fine. What do you prove from that? Didn't you get it? I'll explain. or you are acting as though you didn't get. Fine, I'll explain. Vastu sat tat kutaschit atmano bhedagraha kutaschat adate brahma. Vastu sat, this is what is the nature. This is not as the true nature. Therefore, kutaschit atmano bhedagraha. Where from you have this bhedagraha? Because one is not able to differentiate between the two. There is no two. And kutaschit adatmya vara. Because of that you said identification happens. It is natural for the identification to happen because the atma is not different from the body, etc. This is what your standpoint is. So there is a problem. The example and the exemplified don't match. You give the proof. This is the definition for the adhyasa. What is the definition for adhyasa? Viriktayoho satoho. Both that which is different, which has existence, in that you have bhedagraha. You are not able to differentiate that. There are two things which is existing and you are not able to differentiate between that. And identification of one on other because of this non-differentiation, not able to differentiate, is the cause for adhyasa. Now there is no two things. So where from you will be able to differentiate, and non-differentiation where from will happen, and this tadatmya vibhrama, how can that happen? There is no possible for this tadatmya vibhrama, identification, the confusion of identification. Tadatmya vibhrama means tadatmya, identification, vibhrama, confusion. So the confusion of identification can never happen in your system. If you say like that, wait. Ityatah satyanrute mithini krutya. For this our answer is satyanrute mithini krutya, that which is truth existing, and anruta, that which is beyond that. Satya, if it is truth, anruta is false. This is how we normally understand. But I didn't explain like that. Satya, which is existing, and anruta, which is beyond that. You mix both this because of the mithuni krutya, mithuna, because of the combination. Because of the combination, you get this. This identification, not able to differentiate, and this identification confusion. Satyanrate mithuni krutya. Mithuni krutya is a beautiful word. Mithuni krutya. See, in Sanskrit, you have a usage called lyap. There, in Karika of Siddhanta Muktavali. Yes, Siddhanta Muktavali. He says, Valai Krita Vasuki. Valai Krita Vasuki. That is the salutation. He salutes Ishvara. How is this Ishvara? Valai Krita Vasuki. Vasuki, name of the serpent. Vasuki. So, he has a worn this Vasuki, this serpent, the king of serpent, as a bangle. Valai Krita Vasuki. Valai Krita, what is the difference between Valai Krita and Valai Krita? He says, Avalayam Valai Krutya iti Valai Krutya. That which is not really a bangle, that Vasuki he has made as a bangle. It's not a bangle, as though bangle. The same way, Mithuni Krutya. That which is not really Mithuna. Two things, when they combine, then it becomes Mithuna. Mithuna, Maithuna, these are all words. From the same Mithuna, Maithuna comes copulation. Only when two bodies join, copulation happens. Only when two things exist, Mithuna relationship is possible. Now, here, there are no two things. How can this happen? So, mithuni krutya, as though there is a combination. There is really no combination. As though combination. That is why he says mithuni krutya. So, vekagrahat adhyesiti yojana. So, you have to understand this mithuni krutya. Why does this happen? This satyanrute mithuni krutya. The right, the truth and the other thing which is beyond it, that both we combine because of as though combination happens because of veka agrahat, because of the non-clarity between the two things, the right and the other. You are not able to differentiate between these both, and that is why this confusion starts.